This is Music Notes for the week of April 9th. The Cincinnati Zoo's April Tunes and Blooms concert series continues this Thursday with a free concert by the Young Heirlooms from 6 to 8:30 p.m. The Tillers concert on April 19th also includes an Earth Day party for the planet celebration. Admission to the zoo is free after 5, but there's a charge for parking. Ricky Nye's got 5 nights of shows lined up in St. Louis, April 12th through the 16th. His first night back, he'll be playing at the Listing Loon on Hamilton Avenue. That's Wednesday night, April 18th. G/Listen is a concert series benefiting GLSEN's Greater Cincinnati Chapter. The series benefit at the Listing Loon, Friday night, April 13th, starts at 9, featuring Blossom Hill and other bands. Check out the newbies at the Fretboard Brewing Company Friday, April 13th, and tune into my interview with them on WVXU's Around Cincinnati's April 15th program. Jeff and Misty Perholtz also performed a few songs in our Corbett studio. If you're heading to the New York City area this weekend, you might want to catch one of jazz vocalist Amy London's gigs. The Cincinnati native will be performing Friday, April 13th at Trumpets Jazz Club in Montclair, New Jersey, and on Saturday, April 14th at 11 Clinton in Newark. You might want to head to Bobby Mackey's Club on Saturday, April 14th to support a benefit for the Northern Kentucky Music Hall of Fame. I recently spoke with Bobby about this benefit, the Hall of Fame, the record he's working on and hopes to release in August. You can hear the interview on Local Exposure's website, wvxu.org/lx. The Slow Glows, The Cordial Sins, and Soften will be on stage at the Comet Saturday night, April 14th. Music begins at 8. Pigeon Forge, Tennessee is coming to Cincinnati to host auditions for its inaugural Path to Fame talent competition on Saturday, April 14th. Auditions take place from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the 20th Century Theater in Oakley. There are 4 talent categories: vocalist, instrumentalist, comedian, and specialty act. Check-in and on-site registration will open at 8:30 a.m. Advance registration at pffame.com. Phil DeGreg has a busy week ahead, including 2 performances on Sunday, April 15th. From 2 to 4, his trio will be playing the music of the Benny Goodman Trio at the First Unitarian Church, Linton and Reading Roads. Then he'll head over to Covington's D. Felice from 5 to 8. Jazz bassist Rufus Reed will end his NKU residency with a free concert Wednesday, 18th at Griffith Hall. He'll be playing with NKU's jazz ensembles. For tickets, contact William Brian Hogg at 859-572-5885. Tickets may be picked up at the Will Call window. Cincinnati May Festival is seeking area musicians of various genres for their concert Sing Hallelujah on Sunday, May 20th at Music Hall. Auditions for musical performers of all types and genres may submit their video auditions through Friday, April 20th on YouTube. Audition guidelines are on their website, mayfestival.com. Cafe Vivace has opened its doors in Walnut Hills and is bringing in jazz entertainment, including a May 2nd show with the Lou Lausche and Wayne Yeager duo. Music starts at 7 that evening. The Cafe Vivace coffee shop is located at 975 East McMillan. The Dan Pugok Nonet, led by Israeli drummer and composer Dan Pugok, will celebrate the release of their debut recording, Plus One, with a concert on Sunday, May 6th at Urban Artifact. Alison Krauss has announced a new tour, including a stop at Kettering's Fraze Pavilion on June 15th. Price Hill News, a summer concert series will be held in Price Hill's St. Lawrence Square. Some of the bands include The Tillers, Tracy Walker, and Robin Lacey and Designico. For dates, visit Price Hill Will's Facebook page. And after more than 2 decades and 20 million albums, The Counting Crows will hit the road with their 25 Years in Counting tour with a stop at Riverbend on September 1st. That's Music Notes for the week of April 9th for WVXU. I'm Elaine Diaz.